Thank you and good afternoon. At their meeting this morning, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors approved the $319 million county budget for the upcoming fiscal year. With Supervisor Mark Lovelace absent, the board passed the budget with a 4-0 count. After holding a series of public meetings prior, the board directed staff to adjust the allocation of funds for Measure Z, which included a reduction of $325,000 for the sheriff's office and a $140,000 reduction for the district attorney's office. The board redirected funds from Measure Z for public works and for money matching grants to remove obstructions at the airport. $19,000 were also redirected to the airport fire personnel for firefighting equipment. Monday night, the sheriff's office contacted a 39-year-old woman on the river bar near Boyd Road in Arcata, who called for help after her boyfriend had attacked her. The woman said that she was drinking at her campsite with 35-year-old Adam Loomis when Loomis started exhibiting angry behavior towards her. Loomis picked up a large rock and struck the victim numerous times in the head. The victim eventually was able to escape from Loomis, and she called for help. The victim was then transported to the hospital where she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies were able to locate Loomis quickly at another campsite on the river bar, and Loomis was booked into county jail for attempted murder and domestic violence. Loomis's bail was set at $500,000. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP unit were sent to serve a search warrant at a residence in the 700 block of Allard Avenue Monday night. Their detectives contacted 58-year-old Charles Dedeer, and a subsequent search of the residence turned up approximately 2 ounces of methamphetamine along with scales and packaging material. Dedeer was taken into custody shortly after, and he was booked into county jail for possession of a controlled substance for sale. In wildfire news, fire crews remain on scene in the Shasta Trinity National Forest near Hiapom as they look to finish containing the Saddle Fire. 50 personnel are currently on scene as the fire is at 95% containment. A town hall meeting was held in Hiapom Sunday night to discuss the next steps of action, and fire officials also announced the management of the Saddle Fire will be transferred to the Hay Fork Ranger District. Crews from California and Oregon remain on scene near Cave Junction, containing the Buckskin Fire, which has now burned close to 5,000 acres in the Rogue Siskiyou National Forest. Over 500 personnel on average have been battling the fire, which originated on June 11th, and to this point the Buckskin Fire is at 45% containment. Certain areas of the National Forest remain closed to visitors, and heavy smoke remains a concern for local residents in proximity. The Humboldt Senior Resource Center, along with the County Sheriff's Office, began their annual firewood program this morning. The program allows adults 55 and over to purchase firewood to heat their home as a cheaper alternative. Wood will be sold at numerous locations throughout the week, and for more information, you can contact the Senior Resource Center. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Deputies remain on scene as the multi-county large-scale marijuana cultivation sweep in the Island Mountain area continues. Sheriff's deputies from Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties have remained in the area since Monday, investigating numerous marijuana cultivation sites. Personnel from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife have also remained on scene as they continue to investigate environmental concerns with cultivation sites, such as water theft and environment degradation. It's unclear at this point how long the sweep will last, and officials will continue to provide updates as the sweep continues. The County Department of Health and Human Services will host a public meeting this evening at 5 o'clock at the County Ag Center to hear the public's input in hiring a new director for Health and Human Services. Phil Crandall, who has been the director since 2001, will retire in January of 2016, and Supervisor Rex Bone will host the meeting and hear the public's thoughts on what they are looking for in the new director. The county has hired a consultant firm to aid in the search, and they will hold a series of meetings with county staff, elected leaders, and the community over the coming weeks. The California Highway Patrol continues to investigate Saturday's fatal single-vehicle collision near Myers Flat. A 31-year-old man was driving southbound on Highway 101 with a 4-year-old boy and a 32-year-old Redway woman. The driver lost control of his vehicle and it traveled off the west roadway edge. The vehicle then hit a dirt embankment, causing it to roll over several times, causing fatal injuries to the passenger and minor injuries to the driver and child. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.